city and taken it by force. Elend turned, looking back toward the map. Even from the side, Vin could see his eyes. The eyes of a man hardened by 2 years of near-perpetual war.
"Our primary goal will be to take the city by diplomacy," Elend said.
"Diplomacy," Set said. "Fadrix is mine. That damn obligator stole it from me. There's no need to worry your conscience about attacking him, Elend."
"No need," Elend asked, turning. "Set, those are your people, your soldiers, we'd have to kill to get into that city."
"People die in war," Set said. "Feeling bad about it doesn't remove the blood from your hands, so why bother? Those soldiers turned against me. They deserve what they'll get."
"It's not that simple," Ham said. "If there was no way for the soldiers to fight this usurper, then why expect them to give up their lives?"
"Especially for a man who was himself a usurper," Elend said.
"Either way," Ham said, "reports describe that city as being very well defended. It will be a tough stone to break, El."
Elend stood quietly for a moment, then eyed Set, who still looked inordinately pleased with himself. The two seemed to share something, an understanding. Elend was a master of theory and had probably read as much on war as anyone. Set seemed to have a sixth sense for war and tactics, and had replaced clubs as the Empire's prime military strategist.
"Siege," Set said. Elend nodded.
"If King Yeoman won't respond to diplomacy, then the only way we'll get in that city, short of killing half our men breaking in, is by besieging it and making him desperate."
"Do we have time for that?"
Ham asked, frowning.
"Besides Urto," Elend said, "Fadrix City and the surrounding areas are the only major sections of the Inner Dominances that maintain a strong enough force to be threatening. That, plus the cash, means we can't afford to simply leave them alone."
"Time is on our side, in a way," Set said, scratching his beard. "You don't just attack a city like Fadrixham. It has fortifications, one of the few cities besides Luthadel that could repel an army. But since it's outside the central dominance, it's probably already hurting for food."
Elend nodded.
"Well, we have all the supplies we found in the storage caches. If we block off the highway, then hold the canal, they'll have to surrender the city eventually. Even if they've found the cash, which I doubt, we will be able to outlast them."
Ham frowned.
"I guess."
"Besides," Elend added, "if things get tough, we do have about 20,000 kolos we can draw upon."
Ham raised an eyebrow, though said nothing. The implication was clear. You'd turn kolos against other people?
"There is another element to this," Sazed said softly. "Something we have, as of yet, not discussed."
Several people turned as if they'd forgotten he was there.
"The mists," Sazed said. "Fadrix City lies well beyond the mist perimeter, Emperor Venture. Will you subject your army to 15% casualties before you even arrive at the city?"
Elend fell quiet. So far, he'd managed to keep most of his soldiers out of the mists. It seemed wrong to Vin that their army had been protected from the sickness while the villagers had been forced to go out in the mists. And yet, where they camped, there was still a significant amount of mistless daylight, and they also had enough tents to hold all of the soldiers, something they'd lacked when moving the villagers. Mists rarely went into buildings, even cloth ones. There had been no reason to risk killing some of the soldiers, since they'd been able to avoid it. It seemed hypocritical to Vin, but so far it still made sense. Elend met Sazed's eyes.
"You make a good point," he said. "We can't protect the soldiers from this forever. I forced the villagers of Vatitan to immunize themselves. I suspect that I will have to make the army do the same, for the same reasons."
Vin sat back quietly. She often wished for the days when she'd had nothing to do with such decisions, or better yet, when Elend hadn't been forced to make them. "We march for Fadrix," Elend said again, turning from the group. He pointed at the map. "If we're going to pull through this, and by we I mean all the people of the new empire, we're going to need to band together and concentrate our populations near the central dominance. It will be the only place that can grow food this summer, and we'll need every bit of manpower we can muster to clear ash and prepare the fields. That means bringing the people of Fadrix under our protection." "That also means," he said, pointing toward the northeastern section of the map, "that we'll need to suppress the rebellion in Urto. Not only does the city there contain a storage cache, with grain we desperately need for a second planting down in the central dominance, but the city's new rulers are gathering strength and an army. Urto is well within staging distance of Luthadel, as we discovered back when my father marched on us. I will not have a repeat of that event."
"We don't have enough troops to march on both fronts at once, El," Ham said.
Elend nodded. "I know. In fact, I'd rather avoid marching on Urto. That was my father's seat. The people there had good reason to rebel against him. Dimmu, report." Dimmu stood.
"We had a steel-inscribed message from Spook while your majesty was away," he said. "The lad says that the faction controlling Urto is made up of Ska rebels."
"That sounds promising," Breeze noted. "Our kind of people."
"They're quite harsh with noblemen, Lord Breeze," Dimmu said. "And they include anyone with noble parents in that group."
"A little extreme, I'd think," Ham said.
"A lot of people thought Kelsier was extreme too," Breeze said. "I'm certain we can talk reason into these rebels."
"Good," Elend said, "because I'm counting on you and Sazed to bring Urto under our control without the use of force. There are only 5 of these caches, and we can't afford to lose one. Who knows what we'll eventually discover in Fadrix? It might require us to return to the other caches to find something we missed." He turned, looking at Breeze, then Sazed.
"We can't just sneak the food out of Urto," he said. "If the rebellion in that city spreads, it could cause the entire empire to fracture back into splinters. We have to bring the men there to our side."
The members of the room nodded, as did Vin. They knew, from personal experience, how much power a small rebellion could exert on an empire.
"The Fadrix siege could take some time,"